Welcome to the People Building Podcast, brought to you by hypnotherapy and NLP trainer Gemma Bailey. If you're looking to create powerful, positive change in your life, please visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk.
Hello, people, and welcome to the People Building Podcast on this day, Wednesday, the 26th of January, 2011. It's so great to have you along listening to the show. And there are more changes to the show once again, because as you may have seen in the article that goes out in the People Building newsletter, the article featured in there today is all about streamlining. And the article itself kind of explains what the plan ahead is, but I shall share it with you now. And as I share it with you, it will all kind of make sense as to why I'm actually sharing the article with you as well. So the article, if you want to go read it and look at it and do the visual bit, you can do so by visiting the People Building website and clicking on the articles page. However, if you're listening to this within a couple of weeks of the 26th of January, then you'll also find the article just featured on the homepage. So this is what it says. It says, over the last few months, I've been looking at ways in which to get my work slicker and easier to manage. This has included setting block times for the one-to-one therapy that I do, shortening the newsletter, as you may have noticed, and shortening this very podcast, and hiring someone else to take on some of the work. That right now isn't going tremendously well, the whole hiring thing. Two people have just not shown up for the interviews that were arranged for them. And one of them was a second interview, and I was on the cusp of offering him a job. Now, obviously, in the great scheme of things, you know, to discover that these people are unreliable is best done at this stage of the giving someone a job process. But it's just remarkable. Do you know what amazes me is that there's this whole big recession thing going on, and that people are desperate for jobs. And then there are these idiots who don't even bother showing up for their interviews. Anyway, rant over. So back to streamlining. So it goes on to say in here, another idea I have is to link the podcast with that week's article that goes out in the newsletter. Hence what we're doing now. Initially, I thought I was being a bit lazy and not providing enough content. Then I remembered that people like to receive information via a variety of different media. So some people like to read information, other people like to hear information, and some people like to see a demonstration of that information. I also realised that by focusing on just one subject each week, it means I'm going to be much more focused on providing really decent information. So what I'm saying there is that I am not going to have to plan content for the podcast and content for the newsletter, and that those things need to be different sorts of content, a plus content for the members club. It means that I just focus on one lot of content for the People Building Members Club. And then for you guys, for the freebies, you get the same content in the newsletter and in the podcast. And I just have that one job to do, is to decide what topic we're focusing on. So there's a saying in therapy that the clients you get will always have the same issues as you. So it was no surprise then when a lady came to see me at the beginning of last week saying that she's stressed and tired. And when we started to explore why, it turned out that she's doing loads for her family, as well as having a part-time job, as well as studying, as well as being at the beck and call of all the friends who have some challenges and with their relationships and some of their health. So when I spoke to her about cutting out what was unnecessary, first of all, she tried to tell me that in doing that, cutting stuff out, she would be upsetting the friends and family who rely on her so much, and she would feel bad about that. Now, of course, the truth is that she would probably feel more bad about it than they would. And the other truth in this is that when you keep helping other people, And I don't mean one-offs, I mean those needy people that sometimes show up in life. In fact, I'll give you a good name for those people that somebody told me a little while back. She said, "I've got a lot of emotional hoovers in my life at the moment." And those are the people who are very needy of your time and your attention. They perhaps just want to moan, they want someone to moan to, and it's absolutely draining. Now, obviously, when you're working as a therapist, there's the potential for that to show up anyway. But what we do as therapists is we try and sort of point people in the right direction and, nurture them and interrupt those moans and, to change their patterns. And so there's specific ways in which we work with them to help them achieve change because that's why they've come to see us. However, when it's friends and family, they're not necessarily moaning at you because they want you to do some change work. They just want to moan. And those are the people who are the emotional hoovers. Now, what happens when you keep trying to save those people and you keep pointing them in the right direction and giving them advice that they probably don't take anyway? What happens is you never actually give them the opportunity to go and learn for themselves how to fix things. And whilst it feels as if you are doing them a favor by helping them and listening to them and giving them advice, ultimately you're not. You're preventing them from experiencing the learning that they need to have in order to be able to do it for themselves. So that's just an important note I wanted to share with you there. So the other thing I explained to this lady is that, and whilst telling her this, I was of course telling myself that by setting some new boundaries and cutting out what's unnecessary, she would in fact be much more refreshed in her mind and then better able to offer good, high quality energy and support to people as and when they genuinely do need it and are deserving of her time and energy. So this is what our podcast is going to be all about today. It's going to be all about us focusing on how we can start streamlining. And by streamlining, I basically mean cutting out what's unnecessary so that we can get towards the results we want to achieve much more quickly. And in this article, I've written this in a very tongue-in-cheek manner. I think most of you will get that, and you'll get that I'm attempting to be funny, but I'm giving you a warning about it because I know that there are a select few people who find my humour challenging and who perhaps aren't English and, perhaps just don't get the sort of British humour that goes with that. So I started to think about some other areas of life in which people might have forgotten the benefits of streamlining and how it is that you can start to streamline those areas of your life such that you achieve your results much more quickly, much more slickly, and much more easily than you had done in the past. And I've focused on a few key areas here. So, for example, I have focused on relationships, finances, healthy eating, and being miserable. We've kind of covered the work scenario already in the example I've given you for myself there, but definitely your kind of close personal relationships, finances, your health, and your degree of misery. And we'll do that after this break. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included. A monthly video podcast and an audio podcast, full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com. Okay, so back to streamlining. We have talked about the reasons why I have decided to start streamlining my own work, and now we're going to look at some of the ways in which streamlining could be beneficial to you. So starting then with relationships. And this is what I have to say about that. So couples will quite often argue and then spend days remaining annoyed with each other after that argument has happened. Have you ever thought that that is an absolute waste of your time to remain mad at someone and to kind of keep up that stonewalling long after you ever had the argument? In fact, I bet that there's been a time in the past when you got mad at someone and a few days later you're still mad at them, but you couldn't remember what it was that originally started to get you irritated because you've just gone beyond that point and it's all escalated and gone a little bit out of control. Now, of course, it's pretty unrealistic that couples in a long-term relationship would never argue. And in some ways, it's a fairly common part of communication. But there are definitely more elegant ways in which we can express when our boundaries have been violated. There are healthier ways of doing that. And it's one thing to have an argument. It's another thing completely to still be having that argument several days later. You know, the idea is that you express your worry, your concern, your dislike of whatever it is that's going on between the two of you, and then you fix it. And if there's this prolonged period of stonewalling, not talking to each other, continuing to bicker, then actually you're not getting the problem moving, and that's what's important. So have you ever considered streamlining your disagreements? If you argue and then think about how you would like to handle that particular problem scenario differently in the future, then you might find yourself keen to resolve that disagreement much earlier instead of stewing on it for 4 days. Streamlining your arguments will save you much time and expended energy so that you can spend time doing more enjoyable things together. Sounds like quite good fun to me. Sounds like it makes sense. How about being the bigger person? How about being the one that says, actually, do you know what? I hate it when we argue and I hate that we still feel frosty with each other. How can we figure this out? How can we be sensible about this? Where do we both need to compromise? And what differences can I make here? For those of you who are in the members club, you will have heard JJ McCormick speaking. Will you have heard it yet? No, it comes out tomorrow that you will hear that. And she's awesome on it, talking about relationship stuff. And one of the things she says is when you argue with your partner, you should be looking at how you could show up differently as a result of that disagreement. So not what they could do differently, not how they upset you, but how you have observed your own behavior and what you would do differently next time in that same disagreement situation. So if you're part of the members club, strongly recommend listening to that webinar when it's out tomorrow, because she's really knows her stuff. Okay, next streamline is going to be finances. You can streamline your finances by spending some time and energy checking to see if you can get better deals elsewhere. You can also agree with yourself to budget better and make financial plans that you would like to stick to. I recently read an article from my local county council about how they're having to streamline budgets because of all the recession stuff, and it's not actually all bad news in there. In fact, as a result of some of the cuts that they're facing, they've become inspired and are inspiring the local community to start getting really creative about how we can get more for our money. So things like, for example, they don't want to cut the library service, and we have like a mobile library service in Hertfordshire. So what they're saying is they'll look at the areas where it's most popular and most needed, and instead of perhaps having two library vans going out, they might just use the one, make better use of it, and encourage more people to show up in a shorter space of time rather than having them kind of dotted out throughout the course of a whole day, which obviously costs more money to have somebody there mining it for the whole day. It's just little bits and pieces like that. They're also looking to cut services that have continued just because that's what we do, rather than because they're important or necessary. Now, perhaps there's a lesson there. Perhaps there are some of your own financial habits that you've developed and continue to do them just because that's what you do, and not because you've sat down and thought about another way of doing things. So really have a look at your finances to see what you're doing there that is no longer important to you or is no longer necessary for you, and see where you can get some better deals with your finances. It takes a little bit of time and energy now, but it's going to streamline things for in the long run. Okay, healthy eating is the next one. Many people think that healthy eating is a bit of an effort, and a microwave meal can be prepared in less than 5 minutes. However, the long-term effect of not eating healthily involves spending a great deal of time in hospital having a heart bypass, and then countless evenings spent at Weight Watchers events. So make the effort now, and then you don't have to streamline your waistline later on. That could be such a good strap line. Streamline now to save your waistline later. Okay, and then last of all is being miserable. This is one that we should all definitely think about streamlining. And especially, I was thinking this today, especially at the moment, because if you're in the UK, you will be observing the absolutely atrocious, crappy weather that we're all experiencing at the moment. It is grey, it is drizzly, it's not particularly warm, and it's not even that exciting rain that just kind of beats down on the roof of your car and makes you feel all cozy, or that spills over the gutters and makes that lovely crashing sound on the ground whilst you're laying in bed at night. It's not that kind of rain. It's just that drizzly rain. It's that misty rain that sends your hair frizzy and never tells you exactly what setting you need to put your window wipers on when you're driving on the motorway. It's like the fast one is too much and the slow one is too little. Very irritating. So yes, the weather is certainly something that's affecting my mood at the moment. It may be affecting yours too. So let's have a look at how we can start to streamline our misery. I meet a lot of people who put far too much time and energy into being miserable in their lives. I'm suggesting that you all start to streamline misery. Now, this is something that some people shy away from. It usually involves stopping doing something that feels good but is long-term bad for us, or having to start doing something that temporarily feels bad. For example, going to the gym may have a short-term bad feeling in terms of how achy you might end up feeling the next day, but long-term can really help to streamline misery and cut a lot of it out. Because of course we know long-term that when you're doing exercise regularly, releases endorphins in your body and it leaves you with that feel-good factor, as well as helping your body to get trim and fit and lovely, so you build up your self-esteem and all that stuff do. Ending a relationship that isn't really working can feel horrible initially, but in doing so can leave you both free to be happy elsewhere and therefore significantly streamline your misery. Another way to streamline misery is to give yourself permission to do it but do it less, which we touched on a little bit when we had the podcast about worry a few weeks ago. So, you know, setting yourself particular times in the day when you're allowed to worry, but no longer than it says. You have to stick in the boundaries. So you could reduce the amount of time you spend on misery. So when you are miserable, you're only allowed to do it for 30 minutes. You could reduce the amount of energy you put into that misery. So rather than giving it your wholehearted attention, you also function and agree to do other things that are counteractively enjoyable. So you can't be as committed to your misery as you may have been in the past. And you could be miserable less frequently. So think about the events that are worthy of your misery, but don't give in to all of them. Only the best ones. So you're only allowed to get miserable for the real top of the list misery stuff. You know, all the lower level ones, you're not allowed to get miserable over those. So this basically works around my rule of time, energy and frequency. Because we know that, you know, you experience a whole wide range of different emotions and that ultimately all of them are beneficial to you. They all have their uses and they're all there for use at the right time. It's context dependent as to whether these emotions are right for you or not. And even misery and depression, they all have their place. There are times when, you know, it's acceptable for you to experience those emotions, and there are times when it's a good idea to stop doing it so that you can get on and enjoy your life instead. So I say to people, when you're if they're experiencing negative emotions on a regular basis and they want to cut those negative emotions out, I explain that we don't want to get rid of those bad emotions completely, but we want to get it to fit in with the time, energy and frequency rules. And what that means is, first of all, that you spend less time doing the bad feeling. You put less energy into it, so you don't do it quite as dramatically as you may have done in the past. And then the frequency is just returning to it less often. So you will still get miserable in the future. There will still be times in the future when you are depressed, but you make a commitment that you're not going to do it so often and that you're only going to do it for stuff that's really worth that kind of negative emotion. It's not easy. Because you have to make a point of saying to yourself, enough now. Now I need to start picking myself up. Now I need to start moving on. And I'm not telling you that it's easy, but it is possible. So I know that some of you will have heard this and thought, this is ridiculous. She makes it sound like I have a choice in how I think and how I feel. I do not. It isn't me that runs my brain and body. I just find myself caught up doing these things. And the answer to that is, of course, that you'll continue to live that experience until you start to streamline the negative beliefs that you use to tell yourself you do not have a choice.
People Building is your hypnotherapy and NLP authority on hypnosis scripts, hypnosis audios, articles, ebooks, podcasts, videos, training and therapy. Visit www.peoplebuilding.co.uk for all your self-development needs.
Okay, so we've now reached that point in the show where you will be unable to listen if you're currently driving or operating any machinery or at any other time when you need to be awake and alert. But for everyone else now, it is time for you to begin to comfortably relax. And so just as soon as you're ready, you can close your eyes. And allow your breathing to become comfortable and steady and secure. And if you've been in a trance before, know exactly how to do this, because every time you do this, it gets easier and easier, so that very soon all I have to say is relax. And your mind and your body will be ready and prepared to let that relaxation happen. Totally and completely, easily and deeply. And so, you don't have to concern yourself with how that relaxation is occurring or why it happens. It just does. And not because I say so, but because you have decided it. You have decided to make it easier for you to relax, for your mind to access the neural pathways of calm and peace. And I wonder, as it's good to wonder, in how many other areas of your life can creatively save yourself time and energy, precious time and energy that can be invested into other things. I wonder just how quickly and easily you can do this. Finding those new creative ways to streamline your life and enjoy the benefits of easy access relaxation. When you do, relaxing more easily and more deeply than before, and for some, that relaxation can be as simple as 1, 2, 3. And for others, each of those numbers serves to take them more and more deeply relaxed. Now you won't know the best way for you until you start to go against the grain and try some new ways and make some decisions about what's working and stick to those new ways of thinking and being once you have discovered that with a simple 1, 2, 3, can put yourself into a trance and relax very completely. And each of those numbers can take you deeper without you knowing how or why. It doesn't matter that you don't know, because you're unconscious. Mind knows all that it needs to know, and can seek and find for you the very best ways for you to make the most of the time and energy that you have got to share and spend whilst you are on this planet. Now I'm going to count back from 5 up to 1, and when I reach 1, it will be time for you to be fully and completely awake and alert. So starting out 5, moving up to 4, 3, 2 and 1, with eyes open now and wide awake and bright and breezy. So thanks very much for tuning in to the show once again. So the next podcast is going to be on Wednesday, the 9th of February. And we'll be covering another topic then, which will also be tied in with the newsletter that goes out every Wednesday, same day as the podcast, in the article section. Plus, if you want to know more about the streamlining stuff that we looked at today, you can by all means go look it up on the People Building website on the articles page. It will be there for you to read and make comments on. And I look forward to hearing from you. Bye for now. This is Gemma from People Building, and I have a very special offer for you. As a podcast fan, you are entitled to 6 free CDs, which will teach you the 3 best NLP techniques and how to use them, how to hypnotize yourself for massive personal improvement, a full-length self-hypnosis session, and our secret skills disc. Visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com to get your 6 free CDs. And as a special bonus gift from me, I will also give you 1 month's free subscription to the People Building Members Club. As a member, you will receive each month a hypnosis script from the People Building Archive, which has been dissected to tell you all of the secret hypnotic language included, a monthly video podcast and an audio podcast full length on CD, with content that is not shared in this show, NLP Uncovered, as each month we take something from the world of NLP and explain what it is and how to use it. You'll also receive a full-length self-hypnosis audio on disc each month in your members pack, plus you'll be invited to the People Building Members webinar, where we'll be speaking to the great and good from the world of hypnotherapy, NLP and self-development to give us all their very best ideas about how we can change and improve. To claim your 6 free CDs and 1 month's free membership to the People Building Members Club, visit www.specialofferfromgemma.com.